I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay, and fantastic to know that you're allowed to have, I think, a pretty healthy crowd on track. Just tell our listeners in this part of the world the approval you've been given by the government, especially in terms of crowds you can have at Ascot in a few weeks.
Yeah, no, it's tremendous news. We've been working with the government for a little while now, good few months, on hoping to be one of their pilot events of what is termed here phase two of the roadmap, if you like. And under the current guidelines, we'd only be allowed 4,000 people on site, but we're now allowed to have 12,000 people on site so they can do some data gathering and inform themselves with data as to the speed at which sporting events more generally can start to open up.
So given it's a strange term to use Royal Ascot, one of the famed sporting events anywhere in the world, as a pilot, a part of a pilot program, but we understand what you mean. So given you have the 3 days or the days of the carnival, does that mean that you're guaranteed each day to have that quota regardless?
Yeah, five days.
The 5 days, that's right. So you're guaranteed each day to have a cap, are you, of...
Yeah, 12,000 people.
Right.
Exactly right. So 60,000 over the week, which, you know, it will be small for a usual Royal Ascot crowd, which is upwards of 60, 65,000, but considerably more than last year when we were completely behind closed doors with a grand figure of about 1,000 participants. So it's good news. I mean, you know, Wembley had 20-odd thousand there for the Cup final, the FA Cup finals a few weeks ago. Various other events that are going to be used as test events. Of course, racing lends itself to this anyway, with, you know, vast expanses of outdoor spaces, lots of sort of concourse sort of level viewing, which is outside looking out to the track. So, you know, hopefully this will help government be able to take us forward as we get through into the midsummer.
Reading some of the aspects of how tickets will be allocated, I thought it's a tremendous thing that you're honouring or doing the right thing by people who had tickets from 2020. Just explain to us the rollover. Those that were going to go last year that missed out, they're able to actually attend before tickets are sold.
That's right, yeah. Well, last year, several thousand people, or more than several thousand people, rolled over their tickets from 2020 to 2021, effectively left their money in our bank, which is extremely loyal, and they deserve that loyalty to be rewarded. At the 4,000 model, we had a problem. Not all of those people would be able to be accommodated within the 4,000 model. But now the great thing is that those people who have sat on their booking for so long are guaranteed to get in front of anybody else. And on Friday we'll go on ticket sales with what we have left, which will be a few thousand for each enclosure, give or take. Slightly different because of the rollover numbers, and we'll get a good spread of people, hopefully.
So the permission and the number you were given, has that just worked out terrific in the fact you've got, you know, quite a few thousand to still sell? But as you say, those that left their money in the till, so to speak, waited a whole year, it would have been an horrendous, difficult thing to tell, say, 5,000 to 7,000 they can come and the other two can't. So that has been a very fortunate number that you've been able to look after them as well.
Absolutely. And we can bring in all the annual members, the people who, you know, we're not actually running an annual membership scheme this year, but what we're doing is we're prioritising our the people who would have been 2,000 annual members in 2020. So we're trying to sort of pick off the most, you know, the longest standing, if you like, and then go to general sale after that.
You're with Andrew Hughes, our guest on the line from the UK. We love chatting to all of those overseas race clubs that play a huge part in our racing coverage at RSN. And we're getting close to the Royal Ascot Carnival. Nick Smith is our guest from the Ascot Race Club. The news that they'll have up to 12,000 people a day, 60,000 in total for the carnival. So I'm assuming, Nick, that Her Majesty rolled over her ticket as well to be allowed to come back?
Certainly wouldn't be a question of being allowed or not allowed, that's for sure. We don't know the plans for the Queen as yet, or the members of the Royal Family, but that'll all come to light in the next few weeks.
So in this country at the moment, we've got a bit of a challenge with COVID resurfacing. Our racing industry has done a terrific job up until now, but we've had protocols at times, then we've not, and then we've had... Will the Royal Ascot Carnival be the same experience just with a lesser number, or will it be different to, say, 2 years ago when you last had crowds on track?
It'll be as close as it possibly can be. 12,000 will feel like a vast crowd for anybody who's been operating in sport behind closed doors. It'll look and feel the same because the dress codes will apply. Obviously, we'll have the great racing. You know, we'll have our traditional sort of green coats, the guys who welcome people when they come to the races. It will look and feel like Royal Ascot, but people have a lot more space to themselves. So those lucky enough to get in are going to actually have a cracking day.
Does your marketing team tell you what percentage of people that have rolled over tickets are every single day of the carnival, or is there a large percentage that pick and choose a few feature days? Do you have any idea of the makeup there? Because you may have situations where people are going to go to all 5 days and others might not get a ticket for one.
That's absolutely right. No, the number of rollovers of 5 day or 3 day badges, which are the two options that exist other than daily badges, is fairly small. And quite frankly, if you've left that kind of money in Arts Hill for that long, and now we have capacity, I think it is fair for those people who've bought their 5 and 3 day badges to have those honoured. But it is a small number.
So will there be any left for general public after members and rolling over and that? Will it be almost to the point of a Willy Wonka lucky ticket, or?
Well, I mean, the way it works for Royal Ascot is you have the Royal Enclosure membership, which is one side. So badges for that group will go on sale to them. And you have general admission tickets available to any member of the public, regardless of whether they're a member or not, and an allocation of tickets will go on sale to them. So it won't be a question of just filling the place with Royal Enclosure members and having no general public, if you like. But it'll be a balance.
And you mentioned the crowd of 12,000. It will easily surpass what's been allowed. I mean, I think Epsom's going to have 4,000. We had a chat to Pete Barron. You may know of him from Red Car, and they were just wrapped to have, up to 1,000 people on track. So it's a toe in the water, steady as she goes. I'm reading about some race clubs in Ireland and Scotland just happy to have a few hundred. This will easily be a big, big crowd. It will, can I say, herald the return of racing to some normality to a point?
I think it's the starting point. It's the starting gun. This is a trial, effectively, a test event. And the following week, the restrictions will go back. Well, restrictions may be lifted because the following week is when the next phase of the government's opening out program is supposed to start. But we don't know what that actually means in numbers term. Will it be 12,000 from the week after? We don't know. Will we go back to 4,000? Probably not. Will it be somewhere in between? Quite possibly. But what this is, of course, and it's not just racing, it's the whole of sport. I mean, cricket are doing the same, football, et cetera, all doing the same. What this is slowly but surely and safely and cautiously just starting to relax the rules so that we can get through the summer without running before we can walk. We just need to keep an eye on the new variant, the Indian variant that's popped up. The variant that was found in India but is coming over to various parts of Europe, and we just need to keep on top of all these things and be cautious and just do everything in the right period of time. But the great thing here in Britain is that the vaccination program has been a tremendous success. I mean, virtually all the adult population, if not the whole adult population, have had their first dose of the vaccine, and 44% of adults have had their second dose already. So our sort of national immunity to the virus is high and getting higher. But we just don't know what's around the corner with new variants. So everything just has to be very cautious.
Well, I actually spoke to Jeff Lewis, the veteran jockey. He went to Epsom to get a vaccination. Of course, ironically, where he won the Derby back in 1971. They, of course, have a period where they weren't racing. Was your race course used in any way to vaccine people or anything? Or
we made ourselves available as a vaccination site, but the program was so efficient that we were never actually called into action. But we certainly made ourselves available for it, and we've our car parking has been made available for various related events, and we had tremendous volunteering service for the NHS during the big lockdown, first lockdown. So we've all been pulling together. It's been a strange old time. I mean, we've really felt it here in Europe. And I know in Australia, you've been very, very fortunate with the number of cases being so low. But it's bizarre for us watching the for racing, or indeed racing in Australia, or you know, racing in America, or NFL events, or whatever, and the crowds just seem to be, you know, visually to us almost normal. So, I just hope that can continue in Australia. I know that you have some slight concerns about new outbreaks now, but I'm sure that'll all come under control.
So, Nick, just finally in summarising what your hope will happen. We have a successful 5 days. We look forward to the radio coverage here. You are a pilot test case for the government to see that this can work with a crowd of 12,000 a day. Some might say, those that are sort of sitting back on the fence will say, well, how do we judge the success? We'll enjoy great racing, great finishes, great stories. But is the total success from the government's point of view, whether 2 weeks later, 500 people that went to Ascot suddenly test positive? Because some might say unfairly, the virus doesn't choose, you know, where it actually takes place. So you might have a test pilot racetrack or a sporting event hundreds of miles from you that might create cases where you may or may not. So what is the judgment of success post the race carnival?
It's a very, very good question, that. I mean, in reality, to come to Royal Ascot or to come to any of these test events, you'll have to provide a negative lateral flow test as a bare minimum, and potentially other tests too. So everybody who will be coming to the races will have provided that test. Obviously, they're not 100% foolproof, but it's a pretty safe, or as safe as you'd expect, catch-all. The figures from those these test events, will they go back to the government just as they did for phase one, and the phase one results were very positive, which is why the numbers have gone up for phase two. I think, you know, the reality is that we're probably going to be living with some kind of testing or even passport kind of mechanism. I mean, I'm way out of my area of expertise here. This is governmental stuff, but you know, we're not the days of going to the races or going to sporting events completely free of restrictions or certification or negative test proof is probably a little way away yet. But as I say, it's a slow process, and all of these test events are another rung up that ladder to getting there.
Nick, great to chat to you. Great news that you've got up to 12,000 people a day for your carnival in a few weeks. We look forward to broadcasting it here. We'll certainly keep in touch, and all the best going forward in the lead up. Thanks for taking the call there.
Not at all. It's a great pleasure. Good luck to you all.